PR God, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Paul Turner, and thank you for listening. Buzz Burbank with another look at the gruesome world we live in a couple of seconds. We'll get a Buzzcast, also Toe Tap and Touch Tones coming up. Your chance to win a prize that hopefully will be made out of plastic. But now let's get to the tapes.
Good.
Wow. We've talked about the fact that we have over 2,500 tapes in our studio.
Yeah, it's getting overloaded.
And we don't have room for them all. And what we're trying to do is weed through the tapes to find the ones that we don't play anymore to get rid of to save space.
This is kind of like our spring cleaning. That's what we're doing right now.
Keep in mind that we've been doing this spring cleaning for 2 years.
And it's never really successful. We go through hundreds of tapes and we get rid of one.
Okay, from the P's. I think you remember this very sweet lady, Pearl Calhoun.
Oh.
May God bless you real good.
Hi. This is Pearl Calhoun, resident. Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. But in the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
I love that one.
Gotta keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep it. Now, here's one maybe we can get rid of. Jack Palance.
Okay.
Okay, you know him from City Slickers and the guy who did all the push-ups with one arm at the Academy Awards?
Sure.
Here we go.
Don't let them think of you as old. And I mean your children, your grandchildren, who love to come to you and say, Grandpa, do you want to sit down or something like that? And I say, get away or I'll knock you over, you little son of a gun. Or those well-meaning friends who want to share their own physical decline with you. Tell them to go to hell.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough throw out. That really is, you know, it's just, he's so Jack Palance.
All right, we'll keep it.
Tell him to go to hell.
We'll keep it.
Thank you.
All right. Here's one I know we can get rid of. Ross Perot, right?
Yeah.
Who needs Ross Perot tapes?
I'm not playing Lawrence Welk music tonight.
Yeah. See, well, that's kind of funny, though.
Well, the ear one is the funny one.
Yeah, we have others by him that might be better.
Here's the ear one, also from the P's, Ross Perot.
If there's a fair way, I'm all ears.
Because you hear him when he said it, he really didn't know what he was saying.
He got the joke.
And he gets it, and it comes out of his mouth, he goes, ah.
All right, then. We'll get rid of the Lawrence Welk music, and we'll keep the one with the ears.
We've gotten two.
Boom, boom, boom.
Beautiful.
See? This is how it goes. Now we're cooking. Okay, from the P's, this says, play this record.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Yeah, that's so funny. We just got to keep that.
There's something about that.
I don't know where that's going to come in handy. Oh, we got another Perot. How many Ross Perot tapes do we have? Here's Ross Perot.
Just put it in perspective. You get up in the morning, you've got your day planned, you're all set to do something wonderful to the country, and suddenly Jesus pops up in Waco. Now, that's what being the president.
Well, that has some relevance. I think we should hold on to that.
Okay.
All right, here's Frank Perdue. Let's see if we're tired of this.
You dirty man!
No.
You shot my brother.
That's a classic.
Imitations certainly are not my strong point.
All right, keep the Perot one, Charlie. Let's keep the Frank Perdue. Oh, and here's our Frank Perdue fake commercial for Frank Perdue toe cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frank Perdue.
People are always talking about how they enjoy my chicken, but I bet they've never tasted my delicious Perdue toe cheese. My toe cheese has been famous in Europe for years, where they really know what good eating's all about. And now my toe cheese is available for you at your local supermarket. Folks wonder what makes my toe cheese so delicious. It's probably because I eat only the freshest Norwegian herring and imported marigold petals with fresh well water to drink. So try my toe cheese. If it's not the most delicious you've ever tasted, I'll give you your money back. Nobody ever backed up their toe cheese like that before.
It takes a tough man to make a delicious toe cheese. Perdue. Delicious toe cheese in a variety of flavors. Barbecue, ranch, and new onion and sour cream. Why not stop in and buy some?
It's the cheesiest.
Yeah, we'll keep that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, continuing in the P's. Oh, we got lots of Bob Barker. Price is Right.
that intricate filing system.
We've been on a Bob Barker kick. I guess it was about 5 years ago that we discovered Bob Barker slurs.
Oh, yeah.
When he does the Price is Right. And we, of course, have come to the only assumption you can that he drinks.
Sure, that perhaps he's having a highball before he goes out and hosts the show.
Here's one of the tapes where Bob Barker sounds drunk.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the first spin of the second showcase showdown on the Price is Right, the highest rated game show in daytime television.
Television.
Yeah, we'll keep that. Oh, here's a great one. Is she right?
Now, tell us. Is she right?
No. Hey, Bob Barker. Wonderful Bob Barker.
We'll keep that. Oh, here's one. Which of my beauties will bump?
Now, which one of my beauties will bump?
Janice.
The lovely Janice.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go.
Yeah, but you know what? Those should be refiled under B for Barker.
Yeah, B for Barker, so they're easily accessible.
Okay. All right. Hold on. What is this? Man, how many prices rate tapes do we have?
If this were only a half-hour show, I'd let you go on with that applause. But since it's a full hour, I want you to save a little of it.
Yeah. Okay, Bob.
All right, here's the Pubic Hair Club for Men. Oh, too bad the lint lady's not on the phone.
Men, tired of hair replacement methods that look terrible and just don't work? Well, now, due to a revolutionary process, a full, natural head of hair is no longer just a dream. So why wait? Do what hundreds of active men have already done.
I was completely bald just 6 months ago until I discovered the Pubic Hair Club for Men.
Yes, the Pubic Hair Club for Men will change your life. And here are the facts. Pubic hair never needs cutting, never needs curling. Just a shot of Cruex, and you're on the go.
Oh, gross.
Say goodbye to expensive body waves and styling bills. Pubic hair is genetically pre-programmed to grow only so much. Puts hair on your head with no overhead.
I had more than enough hair down there. So when Pubic Hair Club moved it up top, I was ecstatic.
We take hundreds of tiny pubic hairs and arrange them in a natural, healthy pattern. The color, the luster, and of course, the undeniable curl that says pubic hair.
I'm Red Ulock. And remember, I'm not only president of the Pubic Hair Club for Men, I'm also a client.
So what are you waiting for?
All right, we'll keep that.
That's a good one.
All right, continuing in the P's, here's Mo Povich.
Well, that ka-chunk can mean only one thing. Somebody hit Geronimo over the head, right? Nah, here are the hosts. Let me do it again. Well, that ka-chunk could only mean one thing. Here are the hosts for a current affair headline game. It's Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Yeah, we'll keep it because you never know when he's going to be in the news.
Yeah, and if you listen, you know, sometimes when you hear these quite a bit, you hear little idiosyncrasies.
Nuances.
You can hear a little phlegm ball right, mm-hmm. right at the end of that from Maury.
Continuing in the P's. Now, this should be under the E. This is Ernest Goes to Camp.
Mm-hmm.
But it's under the P's because it's Put on the Eggs, Mama. Here we go. Very short one.
Put on the eggs, Mama. Because Daddy's going to bring home the bacon. Know what I mean?
I agree.
We'll put it
somewhere else.
He's out of there.
All right.
Okay, there
good.
You go. Now we're making
boy, progress. You know, when you get rid of Jim Varney, it's a real satisfying feeling.
All right, continuing in the P's, Pee Wee Herman.
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland. How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley?
It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out.
Duh!
I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases.
Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
Man, that was a funny bit.
He's great. Okay, we'll keep it. Oh, here's... This says Pope on it from the P's. All right, well, the Pope had his 1-900 number.
Sure.
Hello.
The message you're about to hear is
brought to you by
Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Hey, dudes.
All right, we'll keep that one.
All right.
Well, now we're to the point where we're not making a lot of progress. We're enjoying all of these tapes, but we're not making a lot of progress.
This is true.
All right, here's Paul Turner. We have a bunch of Paul Turner tapes. Paul Turner is the voice guy for this program. Here he is.
I just don't know. It's wild stuff.
There he was being Johnny Carson. That was an outtake.
And there's something about his voice that these are all good.
Yeah.
Well, that felt good.
Okay, we'll keep that one. Another Paul Turner tape.
Boy.
That was a separate one. We have two separate burps. There's...
That felt good. Boy.
Here he is talking about being buck naked.
I'm doing these naked, by the way, just so you'll know. Completely buck naked. That is right. Is there really any other way to cut sweepers? I mean, when you get right down to it.
God, what a voice on that guy. I am so jealous. Here he is again.
When the f*** am I reading this, man? I really think I've got a problem, John. In all seriousness. It's a form of dyslexia. It's called stupidity. Here we go.
This one says Paul is confused. And then the classic, Paul Turner tape, the John Pop tape.
You can call John Pop toll-free, 1-800-I'm-a-homo. 1-800-I-am-a-homo. That's right.
Keep them all.
Oh, yeah.
Keep. Are we ever going to have one that we get rid of? Oh, here's more Ross Perot. Oh, about the think about how you spell potato.
Governor Clinton is on television playing the saxophone. And Vice President Quayle is trying to figure out how to spell potato.
That one we can get rid of, huh?
Yeah, let's get rid of it.
Okay, there you go. There's some progress. Oh, you know what? Once we get into Pulp Fiction, we're never gonna pull any out. Because we love all of our tapes from Pulp Fiction. That's next in the P's.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Oh, yeah.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Love it.
Oh, what a movie.
Love it. Got to hold on to it. Listen, that's all the time we have. We're already running late.
We made a little progress, didn't we?
How many did we get rid of?
Three! A new record.
Who says we don't have a good work ethic on this program?
We do indeed.
Thank you for your diligent support. We will be right back.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Spectacular.
WJFK.
Like a big old piece of chocolate pie a mile wide. The Don and Mike Show.
We got a fax here I want to share with you before we get to Buzz, to Tap of Touch Tones, and the program today. Someone who shares our love of monkeys, but someone who I think is taking it a bit too far. Dear Don and Mike, where's area code 916? Anybody know? Is that Rochester? Off the top of my head, I think it might be. That's where this comes from. Don and Mike, do you guys really think that monkeys are funny? I don't just mean on TV, but also in real life. I think monkeys are funny. One of the many formulas in the production of good comedy, and I'm sure you guys, being comedy gods, will agree, anything that society views as slightly askew has great potential for comedy. For example, we as evolved species would be ostracized from the public eye if we touched ourselves. What I mean to say, Don and Mike, is this. Monkeys spit, crap, screech, masturbate, and eat fleas off their fellow monkey pals, all the while swinging around eating bananas. And people think this is funny.
Yeah, of course they do.
And they're right.
They are right.
I cannot believe that you guys share my love of monkeys.
Yeah.
God, what I wouldn't give to be a monkey for five uninhibited moments. Your fellow monkey lover.
Yeah.
Moly.
Way to go, Moly.
Thank you, Moly. Holy moly.
That's terrific.
Holy mackerel. Hello.
Hello, God. Hello, Mike.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
What?
Yeah, hello. Calls in a
speaking
day.
Of monkeys, hi.
Oh.
How lucky.
Hi, Dan.
Oh.
I only meant that because you're lovable like a chimp.
Oh, that's cool. Can I give you an update?
An update on what, Dennis?
I'm going out with God on Monday night.
Hey, way to go, Scott.
All right.
I'm going to the ball game on Monday afternoon, I'm going to meet her that night.
Are you going up to Camden Yards?
Going to Camden Yards for opening day.
Oh, great. And where's your date going to be, Dennis? Any idea?
That little pike at Houston's.
Hey, Houston's is a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Oh. Well, Dennis, good luck.
Just want to give you all a prize.
All right, have fun. Bye.
What?
Nothing.
We could not be prouder of you, Dennis.
All right. Well, look at that, Mike.
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Would you like to do the toe tap and touch tone thing?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Go ahead, do it, Dan.
The toe-touching popcorn on a one kick will win a bevy of prizes.
What'd you say?
A bevy. B-R-E-V-Y.
A brevy?
Prizes.
You mean a bevy, Dennis?
A bevy.
Yeah.
And what?
You know, I thought that's the way you pronounce it.
What caller number did you say then?
Caller 106.
All right, we'll take caller 106. Our phone number?
That's
nicely
right.
Done, Dennis. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Hey, 800.
636-1067. Okay, how much do I have to give you, Dennis? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Take.
And for an update on the Oklahoma City, it's Burbank.
Thank you, Dennis.
All right, good job, Dennis. Goodbye.
Hang up.
Okay. Buck?
Yes, Dennis.
Have a good newscast.
Thank you, Dennis. There, he's a happy man. He's got a date for Monday.
I love that guy. Here's Buzz. Hey, I love waving at Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Last look at the day's news. Now, here is Buzz.
Brought to you by Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, the baseball season opened in earnest today with a half-dozen day games. In Kansas City, the Royals beat the Orioles 5-1. In Milwaukee, the Brewers beat the White Sox 12-3. The Yankees won their sixth straight home opener as they defeated Texas 8-6. And in Boston, the Red Sox beat Minnesota 9-0. In the National League, the Cubs won in Cincinnati, beating the Reds 7-1. There are seven more games on tap for tonight. Former Tampa Bay quarterback Greg Erickson is now an Indianapolis Colt. He agreed on a deal this afternoon. Still no details.
No Red Sox won. No home runs, though. No Red Sox won. No Red Sox won.
On base hit. The Cubs win. The Cubs win. The Cubs win.
Doesn't matter.
Holy cow. The Cubs win.
Doesn't matter, Harry.
You're listening to two men that have different ways of coping with their pain.
And the bottom of the eighth, Atlanta was leading San Francisco 8-5. Former Chicago Bulls coach Doug Collins, according to several papers, will be the new head coach at Detroit. The Pistons fired Don Chaney from that post today. Finally, golfers who think the 16th hole at the Masters is tough ought to try the 7th hole near Kenneth Kilbert's office. On that hole, you have to hit the wiffle ball over 5 office cubicles, a little indoor tree, and a big stack of computer paper. And that's just one of the holes at the indoor miniature golf tournament they've staged every year for the past 7 years at the Pittsburgh law firm of Babst, Callen, Clements, and Zomner. The Carpet Masters, they call it. This year, about 5 dozen employees of the firm worked their way through the 10-hole par 43 course, which includes the ever-popular spinning windmill. One hole alone covered 3 floors and included an elevator. Firm partner Jim Eskovit says there was a lot of cheating. After all, he says, we're lawyers. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hold on.
That was a good one.
Excuse me. Hold on, Buzz. I missed my cue there.
On a bus for Sioux City from the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Oh, that's it?
No.
Yes, please. Yes, indeed. Black pants, black shirt, black sport coat, black glasses.
This is navy blue.
Okay, I'm sorry. Navy blue. Navy Blueman.
Just call me Blue Boy.
Blue.
I'm sorry.
You said it, not me.
Oh, God.
There's the Toads Happen Touchstones. Spurred down here, radio, making a doogie mess like little queeks swimming upstream.
Little queek.
That they call 106. 106 what Dennis said. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
This is Tom in Falmouth.
Tom in where?
Falmouth, Maine.
Wow. Well, that's a long way away. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you.
You're caller 106. Let me give you some stuff.
You're just killing me here.
You've won a copy of Quiz Show on VHS, courtesy of Hollywood Pictures Home Video. You too can say, I'm Jack Barry. I'm Jack Barry. I'm Jack Barry.
I'm Jack Barry.
And you won a $25 gift certificate to Night Dreams, the store for playful adults. Go get yourself some motion lotion or some body butter. Hey, that's it. I'm out of prizes. I'm not freaking Santa Claus.
I'm a Mike Radio God.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please. Curb that enthusiasm.
He's an excited man from New England.
Don and Mike Bowl, June 17th. Here's the T-shirt signing dates we have firmed up right now. Thursday, May 25th, we'll be at Studebaker's in Rockville. Thursday, June 1st, we'll be at Bohager's in Baltimore, Maryland. And Tuesday, June 13th, we'll be at Whitey's in Arlington, Vietnam.
All right.
To join the Don and Mike 4-Hour Club from anywhere in America and get your real keen membership card, call 1-800-404-HOUR. All we ask for is 20 hours a week. That's not too much to ask, is it? Thank you, Redidio's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Beauty of Sherry.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Damn talents. And Diana, you ready to throw your sombrero in the air? Do it, girlfriend.
You might just make it after all.
Ow.
Oh. Jeez. Look at some shrapnel over here. Something. What? Something actually broke apart and fell on me. Fell on me.
Ow.
Thank you for listening. Hey, Tom, we want to be on your show.
Oh, no, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. TV, the TV debate. I will kick some butt tomorrow.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Bye-bye.
Megan Stevens, don't be so tight. Get my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Bonnie boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price. Service and selection, country style.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the time.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Yep.
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50. You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
And head for home with this one.
This is Low Budget Jep D. Now entering the studio is a student and an Army Reserve Sergeant from Wichita. Let's say hi to Sean Hollis. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Hold on a second.
We lost somebody here?
I lost the guy from Chicago. I think I got the guy from Wichita. Hello, Sean?
Hey, what's up, LQ?
There he is.
What kind of operation are you running here?
Well, excuse me, you seem kind of bitter.
I am bitter. I'm very bitter. Yeah. Now entering the studio is our returning champion. He's a grocery store manager. All right, I'll give him a Jerry Jones grocery bag. From Crystal Lake, Illinois, let's say hi to Tom Wise.
Well, we're getting him on the phone right now, Jerry.
He's not on the phone right now?
No, well, I accidentally hung up on him, so we're going to get him right back on right now. We're calling him back right now.
Your producer, who's a nice young lady, too, Diana.
Yeah?
She was nice. I gave her Jerry Jones hat, and she said to me that... that I should introduce the challenger followed by the champion.
Yes, but see, the problem
is... I should introduce you and refer to you as Lard Quizmaster.
Yes.
What the heck is that all about?
Well, that's because when we play the game, I'm the master.
That's great. All right, so now we've got Tom Wise
on
the line.
Here's Tom from Chicago.
Tom, Jerry Jones, how are you?
I'm here, LQ.
Good to see you. All right, say hi to LQ.
Hello, LQ and
right.
Mr. Jones.
There you go. Great.
You can smell the breath from here.
Okay, now enter in the studio. It's host Low Budget Jeopardy. Don't screw with LQ.
Don't you forget that.
And let's say hi. Y'all want to welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo right here.
Thank you, JJ. And hello, Tom. Hello, Sean.
Hello. Hey, LQ, what's going on?
Fellas, listen, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is my Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Let's play in the game. That is LQ Lord Quizmaster. And always call him Old Butt Breath Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. I'll give you a Jerry Jones pen.
Who is the one? You said that you're the first, second, third, and fourth most important member of the Cowboys. Who is the fifth most important member of the Dallas Cowboys?
This is Jerry Jones.
Who is it?
Mrs. Jerry Jones.
Does she have a name?
God bless her. Yes, she does. Her first name is Mrs. Her second name is Jerry.
Yeah.
And her last name is Jones, just like mine. How about that? How about them Cowboys?
Here are the categories, fellas. And they are, who was older or who is older?
Who is older? Good category.
What TV is that? What city is that TV show based in?
Oh, that's nice. Like your style.
Current events.
Love that jersey.
More famous high school dropouts.
Nice JJ on the shoulder. Look good on that.
And
you want a Jerry Jones patch?
Easy math quiz.
Sure you don't want one of my patches? I got a whole suitcase full of them.
How come you just don't take the Cowboy star off the side of the helmet and just put your picture there?
I tried to have it done. Copyright infringement. They wouldn't let me do it. I'm thinking about it.
Aren't you also selling out your face to those poison bottles?
Absolutely, yeah.
Isn't that you with the crossbones?
It's going to be me. It's great exposure. That's what my publicist told me. Great exposure. We'll get a big press conference happening for that one. I'm going to be Mr. Yuck. Jerry Jones is green.
Here are the categories, and they are, who is older? Yeah. What city is that TV show based in, current events, famous high school dropouts, and a really easy math quiz. Sean from Wichita, you're the challenger. We'll start with you, my friend.
Okay, LQ, I'd like easy math quiz for $1, please.
Easy math quiz. 5 times 7.
What is 35?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Sean. Good math skill. You're on the board. Select again, please.
Okay, I'll take easy math quiz for 2, please.
25 times 5.
25 times 5, what is 125?
Please don't repeat. Yep, that's correct.
Atta boy. Put some zeros on that, you'll have my net worth. All right. Just a little joke. Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you. Thank you, Reclore. I met him earlier, too. Nice fella. Really, really nice fella. Gave him Jerry Jones a better pair of pants.
Go again, please, Sean.
I'll try. Who is older for $1, please?
No, you got to finish out the easy math
sorry.
Quiz.
Let's try easy math quiz for 3.
20 times 20.
What is 400?
400, yes.
Attaboy, $3. You're on the category. You can move on. Way to go. Well, I wish I could give them all prizes.
Go again.
Why don't you let me give them a pair of Jerry Jones nail clippers?
Go again.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Have you got an autographed Steeler football that I could have?
Absolutely. I'll give you anything you want, son, but you better move on now because we had a game to play.
Okay, let me try. Who is older for $1, please?
Okay, who is older, Laurel or Hardy?
What is Laurel? Who is Laurel?
Yes, that's right. Stan Laurel. Older.
$1. He's got a perfect game. He's throwing a no-hitter right now. How about them Cowboys?
Go again, please.
Who was older for 2, please?
Abbott or Costello?
Who was Costello?
Hey, Tom, it's your chance to steal. You're the champion.
Who was Abbott?
Who was Abbott? Yes, Bud Abbott, yes.
$2 for you. Boy, they were talented guys. I would have bought them.
You
would have bought them? Yeah, I would have bought them, yeah.
Keep it there for 3?
Hold on. Let me just stop the game here for a second.
Yeah.
When you mentioned that you would have bought them if you could.
I would have paid Abbott and Costello to perform at halftime of a Cowboys.
So that's not what you said. You said you would have bought them like some kind of slave trade.
Well, no. I would have paid them top dollar to come down to a Cowboys game and perform for me and my friends in our owner's box.
You realize you don't own Troy Aikman. You don't own Deion Sanders.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'll show you the contracts. I own them. They're mine. They belong to me. They can play football for me and they go out work on one of my oil wells. Absolutely. Absolutamente. To speak Spanish to. All right, Tommy.
Okay, for 3. Here we go. Who is older for 3? Lewis or Martin?
Who is Martin?
Martin, yes. Of course, Dean Martin, yeah.
$3 for you, Tom. Time for you to move to another category, son.
Let's do high school dropouts.
I think it'd be very interesting to tell Troy Aikman that you own him or to tell Emmett Smith that you own him.
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy behind closed doors. They were a little bitter, but I told them all that behind closed doors that they are the property of the Dallas Cowboys, which means they are the property of Jerry Jones, and they took it well. God bless them all.
Famous high school dropouts for 1. She won an Oscar for her great role in the movie Moonstruck. She's a high school dropout.
Who is Cher?
Cher, yes.
$1 for you, Tommy. You better get moving, son.
Keep it there for two.
He is a famous network TV anchor man.
Who is...
Sean, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Ted Coppa?
No, I'm sorry.
Nope, it's Peter Jennings.
All right.
I couldn't think of his name.
You're back in control, Tom.
Three. So it there for three?
You better mention the category, Tom.
Oh, high school dropouts for three.
Attaboy.
He co-starred in the movie Goodfellas. Famous actor. Great
Who
actor.
Is Joel Pesci?
Joel Pesci. All right, Sean, your chance to steal.
Who is Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro, yes, Bobby D, yes.
$3. A little more famous than the famous Joel Pesci. All right.
Yeah.
You're in control, Sean. There's that Rick McClure. He loves those pants.